WNZR. Good afternoon, Patrick. Hope you're having a great day. Sure, beauty out here, 66, a nice breeze.
A good day, enjoying this beautiful weather, and just trying to make the best of everything that's available to me.
We're just coming past Bubba Annie's, one of your favorite stops.
I was in there just a couple weeks ago.
There now and then. You're a little scratchy today, Patrick. Where you at?
I'm over here on Whitehorse, next to Furman Golf Course. So it gets a little scratchy right through here, but I'll be through it in just a second.
They ought to call that the death road. They kill two or three over there about once a week. shoot. I don't know what it is about Whitehorse, but they have a lot of wrecks there.
Well, I don't necessarily think it's the road. It's the people that are driving on it.
God. They walk among us, Patrick. Well, boy, they're building something big down here by the airport. As you're coming up Highway 14, going back towards our place, it's on the left side of the road behind, right across that Pelham Hospital there. Man, it's big. I mean, huge. And I don't know if it's shopping malls or what. You got any idea about that?
I haven't heard anything about what's going down there. Probably another housing development.
These are solid concrete structures they're putting up. Looks like they put them up in pieces, but it's concrete. And it's just before you cross I-85 here, beyond the west side of the road.
You know, when I come through there a couple weeks ago, but I don't have any idea what it's going to be.
It's down there just past that Sunbelt Rentals place where you rent those high lifts and all. But, oh, we just took some eggs down to the daughter, and Bernice wanted to look at a new skillet that she bought online that supposedly is an extra good non-stick skillet. And other than that, we went up and had a short chat with KO4NUE and left there earlier today and headed back over here just goofing off. I guess we're going to go to Lowe's now and maybe Home Depot and look at some roofing material for the chicken pen.
You roofed the hen house?
I think it was poor carpentry work on our part. There's a couple of leaks there I don't like, and I'm thinking just putting metal roofing on it might be a better option. There's no rush on it. We're just thinking on it at this point.
I'd like to see what materials are available.
Well, the stuff we got on it's good, but it was just our fault. It looks like corrugated tin, Patrick, but it's made out of some kind of asphalt material, you know. Tough as a boot, but we got a sway back there like a sway back horse, you know.
Seen that happen before?
We put a second roof on it from what the kids put out, and initially they had this corrugated tin that was kind of a... But it was plastic, clear plastic. It didn't work out. But it's been years ago, so no problem. We should have put more 2x4s in the top of it. And, you know, it ain't like it's the Taj Mahal.
Take care of where you get your food from.
Truth. They're laying pretty good now. Getting about a dozen each day. Now, that varies, of course, but more than they had been in the past. But they'll only do that for 3 or 4 years, and then you got to rotate it and get some new ones. But we just do it as a hobby. It's just an enjoyment. We don't sell eggs, and we just give them away to the neighbors, local neighbors, and to the daughter.
I've got some friends that do the same thing. I don't raise raise any chickens right now. I have been thinking about getting back into it, but haven't done it in a while. So, but the way things are going, you just never know anymore.
This is NZRLTR. Well, it's not exactly economically feasible, but when it was getting up towards $5 a dozen, it might have been. We noticed the other day they went back down to Aldi's was $2.38 one of them up, something like that. And I know I can go up there and spend $40 on chicken feed real quick. But we do it as a hobby, and at our age, gives us something to do and keeps us busy. And then we get to bear the fruit of their production, you know. It's all in fun. And, usually they do a pretty good job. I sure like those black Australops where they lay nice eggs.
I like the fresh eggs better than I do the store-bought eggs. I don't know, they just taste different. For me, they've got a richer yolk to them.
There's not any doubt in my mind about that. And everybody that we give them to say they're just better. I don't know, they have a bigger yolk, don't they, Mom? No, well, they seem to. They had one of them black Australops one time. That laid 364 eggs in 365 days. That was a world record. But they're supposed to be real good layers. My neighbor just built one, but I bet he's got $1,000 in that hen house.
A lot of money for a hen house. But, Tom, I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I'm getting ready to arrive at my next stop. So you and Miss Bernice have a safe trip to Lowe's or Home Depot, wherever you're heading there, and maybe I'll catch you on later on today. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3s.
Okay, Patrick. Hope you have a great day, a profitable day, and most of all, a safe day. KO4HKX, N0TR, 7-3.